Welcome to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB, keeping levypayers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Welcome, I'm John Bates. I'm out and about for this episode, and I've headed back to AHDB's old stomping ground over at Stoneleigh Park to talk to AHDB's departing Chief Executive, Tim Ryecroft. Tim leaves at the end of the year, and I wanted to find out from the man himself about his time with the organisation and what the future holds without him. Which reminds me, in November, AHDB's hosting the first ever open meeting for levypayers, a commitment made by Tim and his team following last year's Shape the Future vote. That vote provided levypayers with the opportunity to set the work priorities for AHDB. You'll hear from the chairs of all of the sectors at the live-streamed event, talking about the year past and the future. I'll talk more about that at the end of this episode, as I can see Tim waiting to meet me. Better not keep him waiting, he's the boss. So hi Tim, it's a bit of a chilly day, and we're standing outside AHDB's former office at Stoneleigh Park. Why?
Well, I think this is an important reminder, a very kind of visual reminder of the journey that we've been on. This, of course, was our headquarters, was purpose-built for us, and we moved from here earlier this year to a more modern building, a smaller building, and a more suitable building. And that was a really important part of the savings that we had to make on behalf of levypayers. This was a very expensive building to run. We weren't occupying more than about half of it on any given day. And it became clear that we needed somewhere that was just more suitable. So if you wanted to really sum up some of the changes that have gone on in the organisation, I think standing here today and then later standing outside our new building really sums it up.
So were you sad to leave here?
No, I don't think I was terribly sad, really. I think it was absolutely clear that we had to make the move. As I say, we didn't fully occupy the building, so it wasn't the kind of building where you were often around a lot of people, whereas the new building, because it's the right size, feels properly full. So I was pleased to get the transaction done, to get the move done. It was a really important symbol for us and for levypayers.
So that's just, one of the changes that you've overseen and implemented. There's some great change that's gone on at AHDB, including, of course, taking £7 million out of the operating costs. Are you pleased with the general progress?
I'm very pleased that we kept the promises we made to levypayers to run AHDB as a lean organisation, as an organisation that treated their money as their money and not our money. But there's no joy in shrinking an organisation. We've lost a lot of good people in that process. We've visited a lot of uncertainty on people as we've changed the organisation. So I'm pleased and proud that we kept our promises, but it hasn't been a fun experience.
You've announced that you're going to leave at the end of the year. Some would say you've done the hard yards, so why go now?
Well, that's true, of course, but it's the other side of that coin is that I've been involved in the changes that you described that we had to make to the organisation to get it back on its feet, facing in the right direction. And now that it is, I think it's a great opportunity for somebody to come in, if you like, without that baggage, somebody who can be really focused on AHDB for the future. And I'm not sure that that's necessarily me.
So, Tim, perhaps as on a personal note then, how's your time with AHDB been?
It's been an amazing, intense learning experience, John. I've learned so much. I feel like we've achieved so much together, to some extent against the odds. And I feel enormous pride at that, because this is an organisation that needs to exist, that does tremendous work on behalf of agriculture, and to have helped play a part in turning things around, putting the organisation back where it needed to be, does give me great personal satisfaction.
And are you able to talk about what's going to happen next for you?
Well, the news is that there's no news. I have no plans. I'm getting on for 59 and I'm not sure that I want to do another full-time job, so I'm going to take some time to have a look around, see what might be of interest, but I'm quite looking forward to a rest, if I'm honest.
59, you're a slip of a lad.
Thank you very much. I hope that when I'm your age, I'll be just as active.
So that was the past. What about now and the future? So to find out, I don't have a DeLorean, but I do have a trusty set of wheels to take us back to AHDB's current base, close to Coventry Airport. I'm John Bates, and you're listening to the Food and Farming Podcast with my guest, AHDB's chief, Tim Rycroft, who's just over here by the front doors of AHDB's new home. It's a modern building, Tim, which farmers would say has got a bit of a Dutch barn sort of feel to it. So why move here?
We moved here because the old building was too big for us, it was too expensive, and we needed a home that was the right size and the right cost to enable us to make the savings that we promised to levy payers on how much we were going to spend on running the organisation.
So you made several commitments to levy payers during that Shape the Future vote. And are you hearing good things from levy payers? Is the feedback positive about the changes that have been happening?
Yes, we've just completed actually some levy payer research. And I was really pleased with the what they call the qualitative, the face-to-face interviews with levy payers, where people were increasingly saying they could see the value that we're adding, they could see us doing the work that they think is important, and I think that is starting to make a difference for levy payers now.
Okay, so that's Shape the Future conversation, if you like, and the conversation that's going on now about the proposed levy rate increases. That's really about trying to draw levy payers closer to the organisation, and you think that's paying off?
I think that we've kept our promises to levy payers about the way we were going to change, and now we're in a position where they can see us adding value, and we're saying, help us to invest more in the work that you've told us is important to you. And we couldn't have had that conversation 2 years ago because I don't think levels of trust and support were high enough. But I think the work we've done since then means that we can now ask levy payers to invest more behind the work that they've told us is important.
Now, with levy payers talking openly to AHDB and vice versa, we've got the 9th of November meeting on the horizon where we're trying to encourage levy payers to speak more, ask questions, listen to what the sectors are doing. Is there anything that you'd like to say really about the importance of that November the 9th meeting?
One of the things levy payers said was really important was that we should be open and accountable, that when we do things and we make decisions and we spend their money, that they should be able to have a say. And of course, asking them to increase the levy is a really important choice. And it's very important that they should have the opportunity to say what they think of that, to ask us questions as to why we're doing, what we're going to do with the money. So the event on the 9th of November is a brilliant opportunity for all levy payers who have an interest to say, this is what I want to say, this is what I want to ask.
It's a cool October day. There's a nip in the air. Let's step inside. So security on the doors as we get into the building.
Thank you.
So we're in the lobby of the new building, and I can imagine that staff will be listening to this, and they like to hear from you. This is an opportunity for you to speak to them. Have you got a message that you'd like to give them, really, about what's been going on in AHDB in the last sort of 12 months, and perhaps a bit about what the future holds?
I think this is an organisation which is really looking to the future now. And if you take the fact that we feel confident enough to ask levy payers for a levy increase, to invest more in AHDB, that shows that we really believe now we're back in touch with what they want, that we've done the things we promised we would do, and that we are confident of the role we can play to help them unlock value in every part of their business.
Okay, so engagement with levy payers is something obviously that we touch on quite a lot, and we all understand that it's important. But is it too strong to suggest that you very much believe that levy payers owe it to themselves, but they also owe it to us to be as engaged as possible? Is it a case of the more you put in, the more you get out?
Well, it's very interesting, of course, that when you talk to levy payers and you remind them of some of the things that we do on their behalf, whether that's the recommended list for cereals or whether it's the export promotion work we do for livestock, when you remind them of that, they go, yeah, of course, that's really important. It's you know, somebody's got to do that work. You're doing it well. We appreciate it. But I do still come across levy payers who don't know how much levy they pay, or maybe even don't know that they do pay a levy. I think it's really critical that levy payers should engage with us, should know what we're doing, and should express their view through their sector councils or direct to us.
The meeting in November's a chance for levy payers to ask questions and sort of comment on what they want more of or anything really that they would like to see AHDB doing more or less of. Building on the Shape the Future, the level of engagement at that time, are you disappointed or encouraged by what you're hearing from levy payers more recently?
I think we are getting higher levels of engagement with levy payers now. Not nearly as much as I would wish. There's still a lot of levy payers out there who we're not reaching regularly, who are not hearing about the work we're doing, who are not telling us about what they want us to do. So I'd love to see that continue to go up. And I think that's partly our job, to communicate better and to engage better. But I do sense that we are starting to cut through, that people are starting to see the value that we add. And that's partly as a result of us being more focused, of Shape the Future telling us exactly the work we should be doing, and of opening ourselves up to levy payers to tell us what they think.
So so what next? Are you playing any part in the recruitment of your successor?
I'm not involved in the recruitment process, though I will, of course, be involved in handing over to my successor once that person is identified.
Tim, thanks very much for sparing the time. That's Tim Rycroft, AHDB's Chief Executive, who departs at the end of the year. Before I finish, I must mention a few more details about the Funding Your Future live-streamed event on Thursday, the 9th of November. It's your chance to have your say on the proposed increases in levy. The chairs of all four sectors, beef and lamb, cereals and oilseeds, dairy and pork, will be on hand to answer your questions. So please get some questions ready to ask them. For how you can join the day or watch again after the event, head to the AHDB's website, ahdb.org.uk. You can email your question ahead of the event to info@ahdb.org.uk. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.